It's all fake news. It's phony stuff. It didn't happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live.
I like some burger.
I drank the beer.
Perfect.
Yes, guys! Welcome back to FPL Juice, your place to come for the latest squeeze of all the juicy bits from your favourite game and ours, Fantasy Premier League. My name's Ash, and the man they call Sick Nick is back with me. And coming up on tonight's show, we tell the story of our Game Week 10 teams and our plans for Game Week 11, both in under 1 minute. I've got three players to turn the heat up on as we rank them on the thermometer. We announce October's Manager of the Month in the best prize mini league in the world, the Juice Legends League, sponsored by our very good friend Signed Football Shirts. And we offer our thoughts on another juicy confession as we wander down the fess hole. And we'll be reading out your answers as well as giving our own in just one question, which tonight is, what's something you pretend to like but secretly hate?
That's what she said.
But before all that, we must welcome back to the show our special guest for the evening. It's none other than the landlord himself. No, it's not that fraud, Al Murray. It is, of course, the host of the FPL Pubcast. Gary's here. How's it going,
hello,
Gaz?
Everyone.
You all right?
Yeah, not bad. I hadn't thought of the landlord comparison before.
So no?
Quite good, yeah. I mean, I've got a bit of the Al Murray haircut.
We were just talking about shaving hair off as well, so maybe that's the new look.
Yeah, just bald.
Bald beer in hand and just cursing everybody in the crowd.
Beautiful British name.
what's this one?
Beautiful British.
Beautiful British name.
Yeah, I'm trying my favourite
one. My name's Mohammed. Beautiful British name.
My favourite one of his is All Hell the L's, Cheers for the Beers, and Welcome to the Wine.
I'm not sure. You're more of an Al Murray guy than me.
In what way?
You like his comedy.
To be fair.
Yeah? No?
I don't think I've never seen him. I don't think I've ever watched like a full show.
Me and my dad about 15 years ago in Brighton went to see him, but it was like he was actually doing a pub quiz.
We were
in the audience and it was shite because he was having a great laugh with everyone he was doing the pub quiz with. But we were in the audience. He was like, "What the hell are you on about?" It was completely lost the money, but he's brilliant. He's brilliant otherwise.
Yeah, pub quiz. I would have thought would have been well. If you're playing, would be good.
Yeah,
he's hosting it.
Well, thank you for coming in. Second appearance.
Pleasure.
Really appreciate you making the effort to come down and see us again, mate. We're going to get straight in with some FPL. Right, I'm not sure if you know what we do around here, guys, but we try and do our FPL teams in 60
minute.
Seconds.
Yeah, I've seen
so that. Are you up for the challenge?
I could try, mate. I could try.
Because you've had the best week out of the three of us, I think.
I can try.
So I think this is your... Game week.
Yep.
Game week 10?
Yep.
You ready? Start the clock.
Yeah, happy enough. Haaland captain, 26. Was tempted to Gabriel. Glad that came off. Wild carded 2 weeks ago. Mateta's, happy to have him in. Enzo's the one that I'm a little bit on.
Yeah.
Saka also, but got to keep him because of Sunderland. Minter is my absolute star. He's got 14 points in 2 weeks. Semenyo, who cares? Everyone's got him. Bruno, so bloody frustrating. When's he going to get the haul? Happy with the Arsenal. Double up.
What transfers did you do this week?
I rolled. I'm on three. Oh, okay. I'm on three. Three rolled transfers, which is a record. Petrovic in goal, which is what it is. If I make a transfer this week, it'll be Richards to Anderson. But I'm trying to roll up to five.
Yeah.
Which I've never done before. I've never even got to three before. So, and I'm like 400k in the world, so I'm doing all right.
The temptation's real, isn't it? Once you get to three, you're like,
I know.
I've got to start using
it. What am I doing with these? He's like burning a hole in pocket.
There you go. All right, that's a good week though, man. 82 points.
Cheers, man.
Smashed it.
Quick question.
Yeah.
You're going to roll up to five, but then you're going to get five for AFCON.
I know, but the plan was, you know, everyone.
So you'll have like 10. But you won't be able to use them all.
I won't have 10. I'll only have 5 because you can't get more than 5, can you?
That's what I mean. So you have to. If you went another 2 weeks, AFCON 16, right?
Yeah, the plan was to use, you know, in game week 13, you've got the City fixture swing, Liverpool, somewhat Manchester United.
You're talking to me like someone who pays attention to fixtures.
Well, okay, well, that, no, I'm talking to you as someone who doesn't. But so the plan was to save it up to then. But Liverpool are not looking so rubbish. I don't actually know why I'm saving them for.
But if you get to five, you're in a quite a good, powerful position because you can be a bit more aggressive week to week.
Yeah, I've still got my free hit to use in this summer as well.
Yeah.
So...
which we're not getting a double, right?
And plus, if you get five,
don't think so. If
you get five transfers for AFCON, that it's only going to be useful if you've got five African players.
No, because you can use them on anyone.
Yeah, you can use them on anyone. It depends what.
Yeah, but that's what they're for, right? So
in theory, they're for that. But you could use them for anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could have an entire Aryan team.
But you could your team could be.
You could have Joseph Goebbels FC.
Yeah,
and you could still. Use five transfers to like but make
you could
you
have
want.
You could have your ideal team
but just stick
and no African
then.
Players
but just stick them in your back pocket then
yeah that's what I'm saying yeah.
What like, you could go uber differential you could bring in five Africans with your transfer that no one else would have because they'd be starting to work them out so you go like get 10 Africans do you know what I mean
I don't even think there's
I don't think there's 10 African assets
all African
this is probably still going to be injured
this, yeah
Salah you know,
Salah
I can't think of 10 players
he's and Burmo.
Get rid of Haaland
yeah.
Get Salah
alright
get Idrissa Gueye
Gary for game week 11 this is your bus team talk to me 60 seconds
oh got another 60 seconds
yes mate
see I covered it all in the 60 seconds
what's the plans here Haaland on the captain
yeah Haaland captain I mean I thought it was going to be a bit of a debate this week but well who am I actually going to captain Saka I mean, no way.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. I mean, to be fair, Gabriel.
Best team in the country?
Gabriel is tempting. But I'm happy with that. Apart from Rondon. Apart from him.
Rondon like, Silva.
That team
Rondon
looks,
had a
that
position looks, change.
So, yeah, rolling and probably Haaland captain because I'm a shoot.
Double Arsenal defence. I think everyone's on that at the moment, isn't
they? Yeah, pretty much.
Is that just... Pretty essential now, isn't it?
I think those are the best two, though. I think those are the best two. I mean, to be honest...
Calafiori looks very attacking as well in a lot of games, but I think they're the best two by...
He might get rotated, or might
anyway. Skelly doesn't look that trusted anymore. He came on the other day, but only as a midfielder.
All right. Nice team, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Looking good. Bruno, though. He ain't got long, surely.
Saka's more the one, mate.
Really?
I know we're talking about Rice in a while, but...
Yeah,
I'm sort of more on him at the minute than.
All right, let's have a little look at your team, Nicholas. Game week 10, 72 points.
This was a frustration one. Obviously, I played the game like a man. I played it like someone who doesn't wear socks in a missionary position. I was brave. I went with the Gabriel captaincy. And all of the Haaland captains out there still managed to come out 2 points on top. What made it even more annoying was the fact that he lost a point for a yellow card in the last minute. But to be fair, it could have been even worse because they hit the post from that free kick, Strouder. So that could have been a triple wipeout. That would have been painful.
Did that take him from free bonus to like...
Yeah, dropped him down about and a booking as well. So yeah lost a few. But on the other side, I don't want to focus on the rest. It's the same as everyone else's teams, isn't it? So
did you do Jokeres to Mateta this week?
I did Jokeres to Mateta, which I was waiting. It was a move I was waiting to do because it was stupid to do Mateta versus Arsenal.
Yeah, you're a very brave man because in all my mini leagues, everyone captain Haaland, and you were the only differential I think that went for Gabriel. I rate it. I do, it's brave, man.
Just wanted to have a bit of fun. I can't say, I know obviously it didn't work out come Sunday, but on Saturday, like at 5 o'clock when the game finished, I was like buzzing.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I don't think Haaland captains get the same buzz from him returning.
Yeah.
But a lot of people
well
just
even
play
have
for points.
Haaland, though. If you're not going to captain him when everyone else is, you might as well not even have him.
Well, I wouldn't say so because you still need
still
a bit of...
13 points then. That's quite a big... Didn't have him at all.
Exactly. But you still need him in there as some sort of.
Yeah, you could have.
Well, he blanked last week. But the thing is, he blanked last week. Jokeres is, you know, got taken off half time. He's injured. He's not going to play now. So there's not really any. This is my thing at the minute. Well, move on to the next minute, I suppose.
Can I quickly shout someone out?
Yeah, go on.
FPL D unit comes on my channel quite a bit. He's gone against Haaland 5 times.
Has he?
He's gone Foden 3 times.
Yeah.
Bruno last week.
Yeah.
Haaland this week.
Yeah.
Bruno vaguely got him over the line this week, but he was so happy because he went Gabriel this week.
Yeah.
He was like, no way Haaland's beating that.
Yeah,
and
then,
like,
he's a proper differential captainer.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah. It's too he loves hard. It, though. all right, game week 11, Nick.
Yeah, so I'm looking at this. I'm thinking go Gabriel again. I watched Sunderland play Everton last night. And Saka, I would love to captain Saka. However, Ronaldo, he's quick. Like, I don't think it's going to be easy. Sunderland seem at home.
He plays for Al Nassr. He plays in a different league, mate. What are you talking about?
But I would say, I wonder what you're talking about for a second. But that whole team... Like, Sunderland at home are tough. Like, Everton struggled to create. I know they're not Arsenal, but struggled to create. So I think I'm better off going for a solid option in Gabriel. Again, try my luck again. The only other options considering, I was thinking maybe Sarr or Mateta. Brighton at home is the derby. Fancy them. They're in good form at the minute. And I just need to hope that Liverpool turn up against Man City and Haaland doesn't haul.
You're really loaded up on Palace, aren't you?
Yeah, I love Palace. I think they're a great team. Like, all three of those options are great all season.
Apparently Saka scored a penalty tonight.
Well, this is the thing. I watched Arsenal last week. Took Luka to the Arsenal Brighton game and Saka didn't start. By the way, Max Dowman in the flesh.
Yeah.
Baller. This kid.
Baller.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. In 45 minutes he was the best player on the pitch.
Yeah.
Head and shoulders above everyone. His touch, beating players, running, it's just a joke. But Saka came on in the last 15, 20 minutes and instantly it was like, all right. So everyone's talking about getting rid of him.
Mm.
I'm saying he's still good player. He should have scored. He should have scored.
I had a bet.
He had a one-on-one.
I had a £10 bet on him or Klosov, which I lost. But he's getting into positions. Like, it's like, do you get annoyed at him for missing it or... the footballers always say it's better that they're in the positions and missing.
Yeah. Eventually they'll come good.
Exactly, yeah. And he's quality, isn't he?
He seems to be missing the easier chances and he scores the bangers from outside the box, but then...
Yeah, the one-on-one was a shame. Martinelli's now out, so if you want to... And to be fair, Trossard's got the nod times. Trossard's playing very well. Jokeres is out as well. Yeah. So Trossard's got 2 attempts at starting. Marino will probably start up front. Maybe... Maybe... If you're talking about taking Saka out and just fancy a punt.
Mm. It does get to the stage though when they have so many players out, it's got to significantly weaken their attack, isn't it?
I don't know,
They've got so many options.
They've just got so many good up. The strength and depth is frightening.
Well, Havertz isn't back yet, so is it going to be Marino?
Marino up top.
Yeah.
He's not the best, but he does create enough for Trossard and Saka to do bits.
Trossard, yeah.
You've got Eze behind. Like, for me, I'd like Eze to stay in that 10.
We're at risk of this becoming an Arsenal pod, if you carry on going to watch their games.
Welcome to
disgraceful.
The Canon podcast with me, Ash and Gary. It was a few options. I'm just deciding on captaincy still, but it's not going to be Haaland.
All right, this is my game week 10. I got 66 points. I did 2 transfers, which didn't work out. I did Virgil and O'Reilly out. Can you believe it? For Munoz and Calafiori. Mate, gutted about O'Reilly because he scored. But
I can't believe you took him out.
Rotation. I was so scared of the rotation.
Always going to score.
All my defence got points, which is nice. And I've joined the gang with the Arsenal double up. Obviously, it's a bit more of a differential. No Timber, no Gabriel. I've gone for Calafiori and Raya. Chalabag getting me a nice level 7-pointer. Beautiful. The midfield, very, very quiet. Gordon only getting 45 minutes is a worry. Grealish hasn't returned in the last couple of games. That's a worry. And Bumo, obviously I've had him in for weeks and now everyone's trying to catch up on him. So glad he's in there. Haaland obviously had to be the captain because he's just an absolute machine. Walter Mard only 45 minutes. And then Jokeres, I kept the faith, unlike a lot of other people, but now he's injured. Fantastic.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Because I notice you guys ain't got ranks up here, but weren't you early on in the season in the FPL Nightmares?
Yeah, I was top.
Yeah, you were top. I
was top.
I don't know.
He played 5 chips in 3 weeks. That's why he was
only get 4.
And didn't you post early you were 200K?
You ain't 200K. No. He's never been 200K in his life.
You saw you posted on X earlier with like managers. It compared you to an FPL manager.
Who?
Sure. You sure it's Nick?
Let me have a look.
Not Nick, me. I haven't posted anything about rank. I keep quiet till the end of the season. When I overtake Ash, I start talking about it. I don't mention rank until I'm ahead of rank.
200k in about 10 years.
What are you talking about? Check my last managers. Check my last three finishes. What? Thank you.
Last three finishes. Dead. Still no top 10k. Anyway, yeah, nice team.
Can I ask you?
Go on.
Jack Grealish, because I've got Jack Grealish, and yeah. I think I need him to go. The problem is, we got a bit of thermo, right?
But yeah, yeah.
I don't want to bring in Mbeumo because you've got him.
Ndai. It's a bit sideways.
And he went off injured. I know he's meant to be all right, but he went off sideways. I don't know.
It's a bit sidewaysy, but we're struggling. We're struggling for midfielders.
It wasn't. Who was it?
Wasn't you. I don't know. I just looked at him. It wasn't you.
It's another Nick.
Didn't sound like Nick. So yeah.
Well, if I was talking about FPL, then that's probably not me anyway.
I think the average was 64 or 65 points. So
it was a high
trending
average.
Water.
High
trending
average.
Water this week. For next week, I have one free transfer, I think. I can't remember. I might do. But I'm probably going to line up like this. Raya and Calafiori with the Arsenal double up. Chalabag should be a clean sheet, surely, at home to Wolves. You can't buy a win at the moment. Munoz, I made a mistake.
New manager, though, Wolves.
Who is it?
New manager bounce.
Have they got a new manager?
Don't know. They're talking to Gary O'Neill.
What, again?
Yeah. They sacked their manager, so they're going to have...
That's crazy.
They're going to have a new
manager.
Can't
do any worse, can they?
My God.
Yeah, I corrected the mistake I made taking Munoz out. I brought him back in. So he's going to be in for the long term. Mbeumo, high hopes. Grealish and Gordon, they're my two problem players, but two quite good fixtures, I think, for them too. So Menu, I think everyone's got to keep him in. Haaland and Valtamada, they'll obviously stay in captain. I don't know. That probably won't be Haaland. And Jokeres, if he's out injured, I've got a move to make here, and it's probably going to end up being him to Mateta.
Ah, oh, boring.
I guess. I don't know. I've not really thought about it too much. What should I do?
Well, Jokeres is out until international break.
So how many game weeks is that?
Just one.
Oh, he might stay in then. I might just bring Josh.
Thank God we've got another international football break coming.
Oh.
Been missing that.
Disgraceful, isn't it?
Can I say, I haven't seen Grealish in a single team and you've both got him. Is that some sort of hive mind thinking?
Well, I don't know. He was just doing well at the start.
Yeah. Because he got four assists in the first couple of games, didn't he?
I had him...
Nick had him first.
From the up, and then he did
Nick
really
had him
well.
First, and then I did my wild card in game week four, and I brought him in as a blocker.
In game week four.
So far, so good.
Yeah, he did that, and he scored against Palace, so then it was kind of like, he's blanked. Well, he didn't. He couldn't play against City. So we missed, everyone benched him for that, and then he's just played the last. I've just had other fires to put out. He's not really been the biggest issue in my team, to be honest. But I do want to. But I don't know. Yeah, other strikers for you, Ash.
Thiago.
I mean, everyone's just got off João Pedro.
His fixtures are nice, though.
Wolves and Burnley, the next two. So yeah, that's nice. Yeah, or nice. Bowen looked bang on it on Saturday.
Yeah.
When you watched it.
To be fair, he always looks bang on it.
Saturday
it's just
or
an,
Sunday?
It's just an
Sunday,
average
wasn't
team,
it?
Isn't he?
How many strikers this year, is there?
No.
It is a shame. But hey-o, those are our teams. Guys, thank you so much for joining the stream tonight. We didn't forget you, honestly. Do give us a like, subscribe to the channel if you're not already. You can become a member of the channel for as little as 99p, give you access to our members only content, which after the show tonight, we're going to do a little top three of our top three current bellends. That should be interesting.
I've got a list of seven.
Seven to choose from. There are a lot of bellends in the world, so this should be fun. Please do share or repost the show link if you're on X for us. It'd be much, much appreciated. And do follow us on the social media channels. Let's have a little catch up on the chat. Why don't we? Paul's here. He says, let's go 88 points. Excited for the show. Gary, such a legend. How about that?
So is Paul.
Yelena, I missed the FT on the thumbnail and thought you were just being really honest about Gary.
Harsh.
something you pretend to like.
Yeah.
And it's just got the title of the Gary show. FPL podcast.
That's probably going to be, there probably will be a lot of people's answers.
We don't talk about that guy. In fact, you didn't want to follow my rank. He's the only person talking about it.
Jamaican 81's here. He says, hello everyone. I sold João Pedro for a -4 and bought Valtamada. Now I'm thinking about getting him back. This is peak FPL. It happens, my guy. Wade Wilson says, 6:45 start then. Hey, we were on time. Wade, give us some credit.
Well, we weren't.
Because you were late again.
I had a puncture today.
Excuses, mate. Just get on with it. Life happens. Yeah, get on with it. Sort the wheel out.
I went to Quick Fit.
And get here on time.
It takes time.
George is here. Half-time sub for Big Nick isn't a great sign. How's it going, Yelena? Blue Mine. Stream started before Bitcoin dropped below 100K. Volo's here. Good evening. Errol Meyer. Hello, good evening, George. I've already said discomfort's here. Spotted George. Tyler Little. Buzz cut content on deck. Is that you, Nick, with a buzz cut?
Both of us, yeah.
Yeah. Claire's here. Evening, Claire. Thank you all so much. Do keep your comments coming throughout the show. Let us know the update on the Arsenal score as well.
I see Colm and Shane, both of them guys, just asked about Luca. So shout out to Luca. Recovering.
Little man.
1 week in, hobbling around on crutches. Mm. Someone signed his...
Yeah, I saw Ben White.
Someone signed his bandage at school, Spurs.
So did they?
He's not happy. Luckily managed to change it. To
did you get a magic mark?
He's got a new one on there. Yeah, he went to have it changed today.
Is he all right?
But no, he's doing all right. He's doing all right.
Yeah.
So hopefully, back strong. His bone was like wearing bone on bone. So he's booked in to have an operation. But then whilst playing football, because it was weak, also torn his meniscus. So... yeah, a bit of a road to recovery, but I'm sure like Saka will be back.
Yeah, better to do it at that age than at my
age. There is, but then it's not being able to play football at school and stuff, isn't it? As opposed to our age, we're like, well, that's once a month, I can't play football. but hopefully quick recovery, yes.
For sure.
Yes, indeed.
Get well soon, Luca. All right, time for a bit of thermo. Right, this is the part of the show where we look at a couple of options for the short term. We rank them using the super accurate thermometer, ranges from volcanic ash, which is the very, very hottest of picks, right down to Lowit. Gary, you'll be used to this after your debut appearance.
Was this inspired anyway by Nando's?
No, who? Who's that? What is that? Who's he play for? What are you talking about? This is a completely original idea.
Completely original idea. Sure.
Yeah.
If you're telling me that there's some sort of fast food chain that's stolen our graphics.
No, we need to know about it. We'll be firing
Let me know, because I'm not happy. I'll get the lawyers on.
Get the subpoena out.
Talking of Ariella. where's
the bonus?
Where's the Wingstop?
Oh, yeah. Ariella. She did say she was going to get us some food. Turns out she's not getting us any food at all.
Well, I'm so hungry, so that needs to
Right, guys in the chat, do let us know where you'd rank these players as well. So, first up on the agenda, we've got man like Pilau, yeah? Man like Egg Fried, yeah? Man like Mushroom. It's only Declan Rice.
Man like Harvey.
6.8 mil, playing for the current league leaders. Mate, this guy's doing bits at the moment. He's doing bits, but is it translating into FPL points? He got 13 against Burnley. He got 7 against Palace. 3 against Fulham. 11 against West Ham. 9 against Newcastle. Defensive contributions, guys. I know we don't talk about DEFCONs on this show, but 21 DEFCONs against Burnley is insane, isn't it? That's nuts.
Especially against Burnley.
Well,
they were just... they were quite back to the wall.
Pinned them in, didn't they?
20 minutes.
Sure. But two
they
goals.
Sat back too much.
Yeah. Two goals, 4 assists so far this season. He's a key player for the side. Maybe not someone you would traditionally go for in FPL, but he is on the set pieces, and Arsenal do take a lot of set pieces and good ones. So, Gaz, talk to me about Declan and where you'd rank him on the thermometer.
But he's not... he wouldn't usually be my type of player, but I saw two things today. One, I saw Trigg did a video... of like the, I think it was the Opta point, best points so far this season.
Yeah.
I think it was like 4th. And I also saw FPL Nightmare put a post up. If you go back to something like halfway through last season when he got on corners, if they'd included DEFCONs last year, again, he's like the 4th or 5th highest player, scoring player in the game. And he's 6.8 million.
It's cheap, isn't he?
So just based purely on those stats alone, I'm going to go Volcanic Ash.
Volcanic Ash. Damn, he's hot as you like. Only Semenyo's got more points than him as a midfielder this season, and I feel like we're struggling for midfielders. So at 16.9% owned, he's still kind of a differential, I guess. Or is he too high? That's quite high, isn't it?
Yeah, I've seen people like FPL, Yelena's got him, seen a couple of other people get him recently.
Yeah.
So I think people are starting to wake up to him.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you could make a similar argument for Caicedo.
100%.
You know, I know he's...
Caicedo's not going to get the attacking returns that Rice is.
He's saying that, but he keeps getting them.
Going. I know his XG is useless, but... Yeah. I think he's the best out of them, Rice.
Okay.
Talk to me, Nick.
Well, the first thing you've got to... Price, I think he's a great player. Price aside. Right, everything aside.
Mm.
Two players that have outscored him so far this season already with the phenomenal start he's had is Timber and is Gabriel. So you want those two. So you've got one slot, right? Calafiori is like 4 points behind him. So, but then it's what do you want to invest all of your money into Arsenal defence when they're not bad attacking at all?
Mm.
So then it comes down to, do you want to go... Rice is almost kind of like the safe option. But we know Saka's been poor, like, so far. But he could, as we know in the past, he could go on... Whereas Rice is getting the DEFCONs, Saka could... Now, obviously, missed a bit of injury and stuff like that. But could just burst back. And he could go on a run where he scores. Mm.
I think I've read somewhere like that 4 or 5 games. He hasn't scored for, like, a non-penalty goal. It's like... I don't know, it was like 6 months or something.
He scored like twice. Yeah, but I watched him score goal the other... Do you know what I mean?
He scored a goal for England, didn't he?
Last week. I've watched him score for England. So we know he can do that.
Mm.
And he looks like lively. I just want him to... He's got a particular... It's
to like me, the fact that it's Jokeres like, do I want to use team? A transfer? Are they changing the way they attack now? That
yeah.
Jokeres is there.
Yeah.
And therefore, but I think that not helps. Being left in enough one-on-ones where he's like usually very deadly.
No, I think the opposite. I think actually because they used to... double up on him. He's not as doubled up on as he used to be by defenders anymore. Mm. When you watch the game, you know, I'm a
big Arsenal fan, yeah.
So when you watch the way they're now dealing with Jokeres, they can't afford to put two on Saka all the time, which is what they used to do when there was less threat spread around the pitch.
Mm.
However, the fact remains, do I want to use a transfer on Saka to Rice? Do you know what I mean? Sod's law, Saka takes him the other side.
Yeah.
So I'll swap him out and then Gabriel will score from the corner coming from the left-hand side, and it'll be, or the right-hand side, sorry, and it'll be an in-swinger from Saka.
Mm.
Like, Declan Rice is great, and he is adding goals to his game.
If you wanted money for something.
2 years.
What about Rice or Jokeres?
If I needed the money for something, that's the only thing. Do I do Saka for Rice?
This season, you don't really need the money if you're not going Salah.
But then if I had, I could get Salah as well.
Salah then.
Well, I can't really, because that's still 14-odd million, so no, I can't. There's no one that I'm like, oh my God, the only thing I could do is Saka to like a Rice, and then maybe Jade and Anthony can become Mbeumo or someone like.
Yeah, yeah, copy me.
That, but exactly. But that's the move I don't want to do. But I do think, in isolation, depending on how your team's set up, if you've only got two Arsenal, one, what are you doing? But two, then he's got to be Volcanic Ash.
All right. Jamaican says calm. Claire says spicy Rice, had him since game week one. Nice. Grealish to Rice says calm. Is he the best three Arsenal though? Is he in the best three Arsenal?
In terms of FPL? If
you
could do
your team again now, would you rather have, would you go triple Arsenal defence?
No.
Or would,
with hindsight, I would have had, obviously you just got to go with the best three, haven't you, with hindsight? It would be Gabriel, Timber and Rice from the start. And just leave it as that. But if you're talking about actively watching the games from a non-FPL perspective, then Rice holds it all together. He's unbelievable. Like, he's everywhere doing everything. And now he's scoring goals and getting assists.
Mm.
Like, he's always been a great defensive player. And he obviously did come up with the odd attacking return while he was at West Ham
and
his early days at Arsenal. But now he's definitely getting better and better. Because I think you can trust Zubimendi to sit there and mop everything up, which he's got players to play with a bit more now in the middle.
Claire says third highest scoring Arsenal player this season and sixth highest scorer in FPL this season. Blue Mind says, get Gary's mic close to his mouth.
I did that. You're becoming a pro now.
Yeah.
I need to get some Wingstop close to my mouth. Wait.
Nick's going to go sort out some munch. Yeah. All right. We're gonna move on to our next player whilst Nick's getting the order sorted. Rayan Cherki. Gaz. We've not seen an awful lot of him because obviously he's been out injured.
Yeah.
However, he started the last game against Bournemouth, popped up with two assists, obviously just working his way back to full fitness. he's got some talent, this kid. But is he too much of a rotation risk? And the fixtures don't look good either. Liverpool at home, Newcastle away, Leeds at home, Fulham away, Sunderland at home. So they do turn after Newcastle. Is he someone that's on your radar, maybe worth a bit of a gamble at 6.3, especially with the lack of mids, guys?
Not really. Do you know where his name sticks in my mind? Either you play Football Manager?
Mm-hmm. No, not anymore.
Well, you get the Wonder Kid. He was a Wonder Kid for literally 6 years or something. He was 15. So his name was like...
Yeah.
I've known his name since like 2019 or something.
Oh, was he like a proper
something.
FM Wonder Kid?
He was, but it was only really... Where was he last year when he did one of the Champions
League? Marseille?
Marseille, yeah. That's Lyon? The first time I'd really started
Lyon,
like...
Right? Lyon? Oh, maybe.
Yeah, hearing his name. No, for me, anyone outside... Anyone at Man City, I know this will probably sound like I'm just... being completely dismissive, but anyone apart from Haaland and the goalkeeper, I'm not going near. So, and even the goalkeeper, maybe not. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know. He might be like...
Pep was loving him, though. Did you
hear? He could be an amazing player.
Which we know Pep does. Mm. Pep would be like, oh, this guy. Oh, my God.
What was he? Like Fabian, Pep African now.
Fabian Delph. Unbelievable. Fabian Delph. More than you know. More than you know.
You were French.
Calvin Phillips. More than you believe.
Who's the one he hates? Calvin Phillips. Unbelievable guy. We cannot replace him.
Adam Johnson.
We cannot.
Adam Johnson. Fantastic.
What a player. You can't say that. Can't be saying that.
Talking about his footballing ability only, Nicholas. Let's not go over the top. All right, where are you ranking him?
Yeah,
then,
I mean, as a footballer, he might be volcanic ash. But for FPL, I'm going to go mild steel.
Mild steel?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going in the bin a little bit.
Mild steel?
Mild steel,
it's
yeah.
It's a bit harsh, I think.
Do you think? All right, you talk to me then, Nick. I was just saying, did you place our order, by the way?
Ariola's just on it.
Oh, well.
I can't afford it. I would need to do some surgery to get him in.
6.3? You were just talking about getting Rice, and he's cheaper than Rice.
No, I was talking about swapping Saka. I'd have to get Saka out. Yeah. So I could do that. That's what I'm saying. If I did do Saka, then I could make Jadon Anthony could become Cherky. I do really, like, as a player, when you watch him for Man City, he's not even had, like, I mean, what's it, the most he's played for Man City is like 50 minutes or something?
Two starts this season. And in those two starts, he's had a goal and two assists.
Yeah. The problem is the rotation. And I've always sworn to myself I would never go back to Pep after the way he's treated me in the past. No, I did, but I didn't play. I didn't pick Foden the whole of last year. Didn't pick all these other, you know, all these ones that I normally would.
Even when Foden was starting, he wasn't getting any returns.
Thanks, Ariola.
Do you know what I mean? I know he was playing well, but he didn't get any returns. I'm like, why?
I do kind of think, because there's not loads of good midfielders at the minute, and because we don't want, because I want double Arsenal. I would have Saka and Rice, probably.
Yeah.
But for the moment, I feel like I need to...
Order some wings.
But I need to sit with what I've got. And I'm thinking not to get him. But to be fair, there's not many exciting options. If you want something a bit different, I really do...
Do you think maybe to give him a couple more games just to see what his minutes are like?
No,
and then...
because I feel like you have to jump on these ones.
But you've got Liverpool at home and Newcastle away. It's not...
But Liverpool are not...
Prime games.
Liverpool are not great at the moment.
They are.
Liverpool are open.
Don't you worry about Liverpool at home.
Liverpool are open like Bonnie Blue's legs. And...
Well, I think I would definitely do it.
Man City's game used to be 4-3 when Liverpool were good.
Yeah, and now they're terrible.
They're going to score.
They're not... After game week 13, they've got the most amazing fixture I've ever. If I was going to consider it, I'd do what I do and... Anyway, sorry.
I would say spicy ting. I think
I think
I like it, but it depends. Listen, are you a manager like me who's going to captain Gabriel, or are you a manager that will
make the right choice like me?
Wear two condoms. Wear two condoms just in case you meet someone.
Two.
Yeah.
Well, it is
just
that,
at all times.
It is that big? So
just at all times.
Yeah. All right, chat, what are we saying? He's good, but he's no Scott McTominay, says Shane.
To be fair, that would have been a joke comment a couple of years ago. It's hard
Claire
to
says, before he got injured months ago, everything was going via Cherky, but calm for now. Does Rice go well with beef jerky? Very good, Srilesh. Wade Wilson says, calm. The robot has zero returns against Newcastle at St. James's Park in the past three seasons. Food for thought is indeed... Rupert says, evening all. Evening, Rupert. Not enough data. Allow it. Wow.
Don't worry about... Who's talking about data in our stream?
What
Stop
is
all this data
what does
talk.
Mean? Who does he play for?
Dr. Data is coming into the street.
Turkey will fill in the gap for Marmoush during AFCON, says Blue Mind. All right, there we go. Final one, guys. Gary, you'll be interested in this one.
Oh, yes.
You'll be very interested in this one. Yankuba Minteh of Brighton. What a good player he is.
Can Nick go what? First on this one?
Yeah, of course he can.
I want to look up.
You've got him, haven't you?
Yeah,
I do have him.
No player has got more assists this season than Yankuba Minteh.
Is that right?
With 5.
Bloody hell.
Joint with somebody else who I can't remember right now. But he's also got the goal.
I mean, he has been a bit fluky. 2 of the 3 assists I got him in. One was he won a free kick. And yeah. The other one was, you know,
drawing
the new
fouls?
Rule when it goes off another person or
something.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah. He's in the right positions. He's in the right positions.
He starts
every game, right, in a team like Brighton who we know they have got quite a big squad and they do rotate a lot. He seems to be a bit of a fixture in the team from the outset at 6 million, like even cheaper than Cherki, 4.4% owned, so he's uber differential. Fixtures look good too. Nick, talk to me about Yankuba Minteh.
He's a great footballer.
Great.
I think, well, not great.
Great.
He's decent.
I was so annoyed when Newcastle sold him for, I'm a Newcastle fan.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah,
the
of course.
FFP.
Yeah, and Anderson. You got. I don't think any club's been stitched up by FFP as Newcastle. Like being made to sell these great players. But anyway, but I don't think they've spent the money particularly wisely.
We've done all right. Tonali.
Ramsey's a man.
Well, up until this season, maybe.
But, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. No, for this season, I mean, when they've had all that money.
Possibly.
Ariello. Anyway, my take on Minteh is like, I don't know, because I think FPL community-wise, everyone's been hyping him up for like so long.
And he's only 6 million. That's the other... He's just in that little bracket below the 6.5s. That's why he ended up on my world.
He's such a nice pick, honestly.
And their fixtures are one of those. There's no like amazing part, as in like it's absolutely amazing, but just it's just consistently good.
Yeah.
Until like 2026.
It does look nice on the fixtures. But is it like, again, my man Jaden Anthony?
Ah, it's a flash in the pan, mate. I talked you into him on a previous thermo, and you were like, "Yeah, all right, we'll get Anthony because he scored 2 goals in 2 games."
He's a better player, and he plays for Brighton. He doesn't play for Burnley.
Mate, he's absolutely rapid. True. He's such a problem, isn't he?
He is good. He is good. Now you're making me think. But
we're talking him into it, guys. Keep going. Keep going.
We're talking to him every single transfer. So.
He's easily swayed.
I'm just looking. I mean,
he calls everyone else a sheep, mate.
There's a few players that are out. He's the
king sheep.
Matoma's out. He could be the talisman. Yeah, I'm all in. I bought it. I just bought him.
Are you the sheepdog leading him around?
Yeah, mate. I just tell him where to go.
Listen.
Come here, boy.
If you're talking about someone who's easily led, Mr. I'm not going to get vaccinated over here. You don't worry about that.
Bruh.
Oh, don't you worry about that old Tim Fowler.
Boris said, we'll get vaccinated. And you went, okay, Boris.
Listen, I always trust.
Trust what Boris says.
I always trust men of a similar personality to myself.
And wealth.
Good guy, that.
So where are you ranking him?
I'm saying calm.
Calm.
Well, I just think he's going to tick along nicely.
Your
arse
must be killing from sitting on the fence.
For the price point, I would say spicy ting.
Mm. All right.
Because for 6 million, I do think he's a really nice option.
Mm.
But I do think he's kind of just going to steadily tick along. I don't think he's going to excite you.
Rupert says he is due a goal according to the data.
I hate Gaz, the data.
He's in your team. Talk to us about Mr. Minteh.
I'm going to look like I'm really easy if I put him in the volcanic. I'll go.
Well, he's in your team, so it makes sense.
I know, but but I'll go. But I think.
How long have you had him for?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Mm. I'll agree with Nick. I'll go spicy ting.
Spicy ting.
Yeah.
Is he going to be in your team for the long haul?
I think so. I think so. Because he's so cheap. Like, he's not one you're going to... I mean, if I got rid of him, I'm not going to be use the money for anything. Mm. Do you know what I mean? He can sit there for a long time. Let's get injured.
Ask Gary what FPL Review recommends. What's Shane talking about?
But that is...
Do you use Review? What is Review?
I use Review.
Oh, God. You don't even play the game. Just log on. Just log on. Give me your card details.
What is it? Just like a newsletter.
Just pitch a team for you. Just say, who do you want?
So, rate my...
Rate your team. Was it AI?
No, it's not AI.
What is it then?
It's AI.
It's based on an algorithm. It's not controlled by AI. Don't start me off on this one, lads.
Wait, is it
AI, algorithm intelligence?
AI has to be able to learn itself. You know, like certain websites plug their tool as being AI driven.
Like, no.
Oh, yeah. Them. We're sponsored by them.
Wait, what?
No, you're not.
Huh? Not. We're definitely not sponsored by
anyone. But, but it's not AI, because AI would mean like the computer is basically watching the game. Sentience. It's making the decisions itself. Mm. Those tools are just like algorithms that a man, you know, it's someone putting man. The data in, you know what yeah. I mean?
Oh. But yeah. Is it Rupert? Rupert putting the data in.
But I do use it. I do find it useful as like a
do you find
it's data models. Cheers.
When the player returns, when the player you've been told to put in returns, do you high five your monitor?
Well, there's two ways of using it. You could literally use it to make all your transits for you. Yeah, or yeah. you can just use it as a tool among, you know, other tools. That's how I use it, basically.
All right, I'll let you off. As long as you're telling me you just read data and you don't ask it to advise your transfers.
I'll see what it says. I'll see what it says.
He's being led. Discomfort says,
Gary,
the one you are citing is AI, Gary, without a doubt. Oh, no. Right to reply.
I'll tell you what, yeah, in my... Shane sent it in. I wildcarded 2 weeks ago, and I did a video, a public video where I showed, and it did one seller in the wildcard. Yeah. Like, it's so far off sometimes. It yeah. is
not worth looking at.
No, almost, yeah. It
thank
goes up
you,
and down.
Gary. We have selected your transfers for game week 11, Gary.
Do we know yet what the AI in FPL is going to be? Because isn't that supposed to come around?
Oh, isn't it the Google one?
No, it's Copilot, isn't it?
I thought they were going to
Microsoft,
introduce something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought they were going to introduce something specific in Christmas that was actually going to advise you on your teams or something. That's what people were talking about in pre-season.
Oh, I thought it already started.
Well, I look like I need advice for my team, Gary.
Yeah,
thank you.
The day I start looking at algorithms and AIs, the day I start getting a good rank, and I tell you what, that's not happening.
Never going to happen.
Never
going to happen.
I'm looking for the mute button.
So is everyone that's watching this show. Time for a bit of Legends League. AI ain't fun, says Shrilesh. Interesting fact about the Gambian Messi. Minta, he has six siblings and left his home time before the age of 16 to chase his pro career. He's due a goal.
Oh, bless him.
Interesting story. All right, this is the Juice Legends League, sponsored by our very good friend Signed Football Shirts. Make sure you give him a follow on Instagram. And what's the other one called? Twitter/X.
Twitter.
This is the best prize league in the world, guys. This is for our Juice Legends or above. So that's the $2.99 membership tiers on YouTube. Every single month, we give away a signed and framed football shirt of your choice, courtesy of SFS. And we didn't do it last week, Nick, because obviously you were pretending to be sick.
Was sick.
You were.
Thank you.
You were pretending again. We've got the October manager of the month, and that is Mats Forslund.
Well done, Mats.
Shout out to Mats.
Bloody
disgrace. I think he won one last season as well, so this might be his second prize. He's putting you to shame, Nick.
Look at me, 6 points short, I was.
Look at you, shameful. Absolutely.
6 points
shameful.
Short in fourth. Where are you,
really,
Ash?
He must be doing really well, because isn't Kieran.
Oh,
like,
I already won one last season.
Oh, just checking.
Isn't Kieran like 40,000 or something? I saw him on Gianni's show the other week. Like, he's the hottest ranked.
He's flying at the moment. He's obviously 1 point off. Was he 1 point off winning?
1 point from winning October.
2 points from winning this outright. Or what would we do if there was a tie for the first place?
Flip
a coin.
Fight.
With jelly. In a paddling pool.
Who's going to win the
naked.
Next game week in a head-to-head?
Ooh,
most points scored good. In the next game week.
So congratulations to Mats. We'll be reaching out to you very, very shortly to arrange your prize. And then, Manager of the Month standings for this month, for November, look like this. We've got Anita in 10, I think. This is 10.
Mm-hmm.
Richard there in 9, Danish 8, Hector in 7, Rupert there in the live chat.
The data
is next. Dan is after him. Paul in the chat. I think, is he fifth there? Josh Scott from the grads in 4, Paul in 3, and Diddy Kong Racing there in 2, and FPL Penguin, our old friend, Calvin.
Tum Plus, very good.
Currently number 1. Keep up the good work, guys. And then we'll have a quick look at the overall standings. In 10, you've got Danish, you've got 9, is Fella, Sonali's in 8, And Diddy Kong there again in 7. Kieran, 6. He's flying, but he's got some work to do in the Juice Legends League. I tell you,
some good
the
players.
Quality.
You've got some good players. The quality.
Why do you sound surprised?
Isn't it, Gary?
I don't know.
Matt's in 5, Charlie in 4. George Gavin, winner of the Juice Legends League last season in 3. So he's very, very consistent. Matt in 2. And former Manchester United and Sunderland legend John O'Shea is currently number 1.
4,800.
Who is?
John.
John? Oh, he's absolutely smashing it. Very, very good. Like I said, guys, you can join the Juice Legends League throughout the season. All you need to do is be the Legends tier 299 or above. And that will give you access to not only our members-only video, but you can join the Legends League. You'll see in the post on our YouTube channel the code to join the league and you month. DM us if you have any questions. All right, time for a bit of Fessel. Moving swiftly away from the FPL, we're going to do some Fessel. This is where we look at some confessions online, give you our thoughts on it. And I found this little gem.
Where earlier. Do you find these from, man?
Fessel.
Where do you find them from?
Fessel.
Twitter.
Fessel is a thing Fessel on
is
Twitter.
A Twitter account on Twitter. Right. Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah,
okay, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this one's like more of a. Remember when we used to do Agony Can't Nick?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
That we stopped doing.
I'm going to start we bring again. That back. When people write in,
yeah.
We'll help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Guys, don't forget to DM me.
This is a little hybrid Agony Can't / Fessel. Nice. So it says this: more of a call for advice than a fess. My boyfriend and I are about to move in together, but he has 2 dogs that he calls his children. And I don't think I can deal with that level of delusion day in and day out. Yeah. Aside from that, we're perfect together. What do I do? Nick, are you, you've got a dog now.
I've got a dog, yeah.
Yeah, so you should relate to this. Little puppy. Do you call your dog your child?
Or? Absolutely not.
No.
I love him. This is the thing. I love, but it's not the same thing. And I've had to have this conversation with friends.
It kind of is, though.
It's not the same thing.
It kind of is, though.
How's it the same thing?
Because they're your responsibility. And right. If they get sick, you have to take them to the dog hospital. If they, you know, don't want to get morbid and stuff, but if they decease, you have to have a funeral for them. You have to feed
them.
Not
really.
You have to pet them. You have to look after them. You have to insure them.
I love the way you talk about kids. The first thing that comes into your head is like funerals.
Yeah. Yeah. What is?
I love kids, mate.
What does the word child mean to you, Ash? Something you have to bury when it dies? No.
Yeah.
Listen, it's not.
That. Just to be clear, that was the second thought I had, not right. The first.
Yeah, your first was take him to the vet. That's what you said. I do think that. I can understand how someone can. They are part of your family, right? But it's also mental to say your child.
But does he?
If he's referring to it, that you know that's going to give people the ick, as a lot of people like to say.
Some people might not be icked by that because they also think the same way.
It's more mad for a guy to do it than if a girl was like, "Oh, I've got my children."
Let's not go down the sexist route now.
Well, I'm saying it. I'm saying it. I'm not.
Yelena's like with her dog. She brings him everywhere.
Yelena says that would be an ick.
Huh?
Yelena said it would be in it.
But she carries a dog everywhere with her.
Yeah, and I bet
she's not saying, I've got my child. Yelena was on here. Yelena was on here, and one of her room 101s.
I bet the dog was under here.
No. Really? We did, actually, she was one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She kept
it
under the desk like a child.
But one of her room 101s, if I remember correctly, was people who have like Instagram accounts for their dogs and be like, my human is walking me. That's the same thing. Yeah. That's the same mentality of these people who call it my child. Listen, it's part of your family. I love it. Like my dog, I absolutely love him. He's a
See, my sister's thinking gorgeous, about getting IVF treatment in a few years.
Yeah.
She is looking at, she's got 2 dogs now. She's looking at the dog as like training to be a parent.
I mean, it's restrictive in the same way that being a parent is. Mm. Like, you can't go out whenever you want, and you have to
like
think, oh, right, I've had a few drinks. I need to make sure we're back to let him out for a wee. And so, if anything, it's more restrictive because you can take your kids.
You've got
like,
to let your
anywhere.
Kids out for a wee sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out the yeah. All right, Joseph Fritzl.
Dad, I need a poo.
So in the garden. Going to be calling.
He's Joseph Fritzl, this guy. I'm telling you. In his little basement. No, it is.
Not stinking out my toilet, mate. Going to the garden. Talking about.
It is not your child. Whatever you think, it's not your child. But it is a family pet, and it deserves all the love in the world. But do not refer to it. People think you've lost your mind if you start calling it your child. This woman,
yeah, that's up to them, isn't
this
it?
This woman is seriously, she loves this guy.
Yeah.
This is the clue. Listen to the words and you'll understand the female psyche or anyone's psyche.
Speak to me.
She's saying,
I want to hear this from a man talk about the female psyche. Go
on. Well, I'm in tune with ladies. You know.
I know you are.
I believe you more if you still had the Barry Gibb hair. That would make it more like,
Now I've gone down the Statham route. I learned all the knowledge from the Barry Gibb era, and now I've shaved it off to go hard man in my later years. No.
Go on.
She's saying here.
Yeah.
Perfect together. He's asked her to move in.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's talking like that is enough to throw her off. So what do you think it's going to do for someone who's not perfect? If you started talking like that, you would be out there.
It just wouldn't, it wouldn't matter, would it? If he thinks that, if he hasn't got children.
It's mad.
And his dog.
But she needs to address it.
Like his children.
It's not your,
that's not her, it's that's not his problem.
It's
her
not
problem.
The same thing.
I agree with him.
It's her problem.
It's not the same thing. It's here, it's his problem.
It is to him though.
But he's being weird. So she has to tell him, listen.
Is it the word children?
And I'm telling you,
my kiddies,
and I'm telling
my
you,
little ones.
All his mates behind his back will be like,
this
he's
guy ain't
such
got
a
mates.
Melt. He's such a melt. He's cool. Yeah, it's probably why he's got to. Yeah. Let me say, can you believe, like, Dave is such a melt, and he's still talking about, oh, have you seen the pictures of my dog? Shut up, Dave. Shut up. No one cares.
All right. So I reckon this has got to be fake, because honestly, if you actually were perfect together and the only issue you had is your boyfriend called his dog his children, I mean, you're doing pretty well in your relationship, I would say.
And I think you'd,
it's probably
you'd
hyperbolic.
Know, you'd know pretty early on as well. She would know pretty early on that he calls his dogs his
children. But you know, it's like,
wouldn't
at the start, it's
unless
like,
they moved in or something, I don't know.
But at the start, it's things like things that she probably, like, you know, things that are a little bit annoying, that you think are cute at the time. Mm. And then as time goes on, those things aren't cute anymore. Mm. Now they're just annoying. So I think she's probably,
but she's not right, early this is the tip of the iceberg. This is like, this is the only thing.
Yeah.
I don't see what the difference is between calling your dogs your children your dogs.
All I would say in for her as advice is that you're probably not going to, if he sounds like the sort of guy that's constantly banging on about these dogs, so when they move in, I don't think it's going to make any difference. You're probably going to hear about it as often as, you're not going to hear about it more when they move in. The only thing that I will say is sick is if she moves in and he's one of those people that starts like letting them kiss around the mouth stuff.
What, like who's the Nottingham Forest player? Who is it? Is it? It weren't Hudson-Odoi, was it? It was, someone help me out.
Alanga?
Was it Alanga?
No, I can't remember. It was
definitely
someone. A winger. It was a Forest
winger.
It
was someone, and the dog was putting his tongue in the dog's mouth.
Like, that is insane.
Yeah.
If I was to do a psychological analysis on
yeah, it did.
Because I am a psychologist, believe it or not. I reckon it's some issue. She doesn't want to have kids. And this is some, she's reading into something that he wants kids because of his dogs. I'm doing like some Freudian, you know, unconscious reading.
Do you think Review told him to call his dogs children? And
he's
just blindly
checked all the data.
The algorithm. This is the Alsatian rhythm.
This is too much. This is too highbrow for your show, obviously. I know, but.
All right. So what should she do, Gaz? What should she do in this scenario? Should she just get on with it and just
if Yelena is honestly saying that it's a sign, I mean, if it means she doesn't fancy him anymore or whatever, then she's got to get out of there. But my actual advice should just be get over yourself.
Yeah, fair. I'm with you. I think she just needs to get over herself. So what? He calls his dog's children. They might be children to him.
They're not children.
They might
to
be
him.
His little bubbles.
But that's mad. What
you know what I mean?
It's like people who dress up as a tree and be like, I am a tree.
Yeah,
like,
they are. Respect their truth, Nick.
I don't want to.
Nick, respect their
I want to
truth.
Disrespect all
right?
of their truths.
If they want to be an oak tree, call them oak tree.
There is no truth. There is, their
call
truth
them
is not a thing.
Whatever.
There's the truth.
Yeah.
And then there's your opinion. And there's your delusion. There is
delusion.
There is no my truth. I'm speaking my truth.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
There's your point of view. That there's an actual
you're very
truth.
You're very treeist here.
Huh?
You're being very treeist. You know that, right? As your friend, I feel like I need to be honest with you and tell you my truth. That I think you're being very
you're
treeist.
You're tree sexual. You wanted to treat him. I know that. Now, I do think the genuine, if I'm being honest, she needs to tell it. Because if enough that it's bothering her that much, she just needs to say to him, listen, can I just say, when you call the dogs your children, it makes my vagina crawl up its ass. And I can't deal with that.
That is probably the way.
So yeah. Just also, go back have a to word the with point yourself
as well. If he's asking her to move in now, that means they've been together for a significant amount of time, because you don't just meet someone and ask them to move in.
Or maybe
so she's known about him.
He could have bought the dogs for a long time.
Early days, you don't want to put them off. That's what she's probably thinking. Oh, if I say something, it's going to be awkward.
Yeah.
Now she knows him well enough.
Yeah.
To tell him.
All right, chat. What do you reckon? What should she do?
See, I don't like cats. Right, controversial.
Really.
Yeah, I don't.
What's wrong with cats?
I hate them. They just.
Review said they're no good.
Particularly over the next 6 game weeks. Look
to transfer dogs out of the cats in about 6 weeks.
But I don't know. That fixture swing. They're just such like selfish animals compared to dogs. But I've gone out with plenty of girls that have got.
And did you pretend cats to like the cat?
Oh God, that's gonna be my answer for the next.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Oh, well,
I pretended to like cats. Yeah.
When you said meet my cat, this wasn't what I had in mind.
Come upstairs and see my
meet my pussy. Yeah.
Kate's not a cat fan at all.
Nah. No. Do you like cats?
They're all right. I prefer dogs.
Yeah, I prefer dogs.
Massively prefer dogs.
Well, cats are easier to maintain. They just come and go as they please, don't
they? It's not a plant. Yeah,
they're like the cactus of the animal world.
Yeah. Yeah. As in they'll scratch you and...
yeah, that as well, yeah.
I do... No, I think a dog gives you a lot more love than ultimately.
Mm.
The only people who don't say that are people who haven't had dogs and have only got a cat because they live in a flat. Mm. But they will insist that cats are as good as dogs. It's like, you've never had one.
All right.
As having both, I would say...
Do you have a cat as well?
No, but as someone who's had both, I would say a dog's a much better pet.
I like other people's pets. I've said this to you before. I don't like keeping my own. They're too much responsibility. I already have children.
Yeah.
So I don't want to add another child with four legs.
Paul Van Rensburg.
I have four cats and three dogs.
Right.
Damn.
Paul, what do you prefer? Let us know.
Well, it's got,
you're in a good position.
Cats, he's got four cats and three dogs.
So yeah. Numbers
tell the story.
Put that in a poll, Ash. Cats or dogs?
Shall I?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
bang it. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's run it.
We like a good poll.
A poll. Cats. Oh. Cats or dogs? This is the sort of high level FCA nominated content you guys tune in for.
Do you know when that gets announced? Someone asked me the other day.
FCA.
As soon as they receive the biggest pay packet.
As soon as the biggest brown envelope.
As soon as they contacted everyone to try and sell more tickets.
Exactly. Apparently I was excited to be nominated, and then all of a sudden they got the £150, £300 VIP deal.
No, we went last.
They saw us coming a mile away last year.
We done about £4,000. We done about £4,000 on a table with all the juice pundits. We did have a great time. However, all I would say is, they're still contacting us now, trying to sell us tickets. But
you can go to Fest and or
we've nominated you. Do you want tickets?
Can't you not have to pay £150 a head?
You can go for free.
Mm. For free, yeah. And meats, yeah.
Meats for free. Fest for a small fee.
£20.
Did you see what James's response was to FCA's?
Yeah, do us a deal. We'll come.
If we win something,
we'll buy a table if we're going to win. Yeah. That's fair enough.
Shameless.
I'm not going to Leeds. I didn't mind going to Spurs.
Yeah, I might have gone if it was Spurs.
If it was London, but I'm not going up to Leeds, having to get a hotel only to watch like FPL, I don't know, whatever.
Cool. Oh, that's a good account.
No one's ever seen his face on camera. Mm. He's just AI picks his team and then AI
algorithm
shows an AI voice talking over. This week I would pick. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, what?
I don't want to hear.
What accent was that?
Any questions?
What was the vibe like in general? Was it like?
It was good. It was really cool.
It was actually all right.
It was cool.
It was wicked.
The problem is, it's the whole football content. So there's a lot of.
Do you got like Mark Goldbridge and that lot there?
They weren't.
No, no one as big as that.
They were like none of the big names that were nominated were there.
No.
But they all win.
But yeah.
So it's like, who's going to win? It'd be like Sky Sports.
Yeah, great.
And it's like, best podcast of the year. It goes to Gary Neville.
Yeah.
So it's all like, get everyone there
with
a view just to sell them a load of tickets.
That's like when, you know, Ant and Dec won like 24.
It's like that. It's like that. Yeah. You got all the Love Island lot there, but then they're watching Ant and Dec pick up all the awards.
Mm.
But it's a good...
It's actually quite a clever market because You make the final, yeah. like the final shortlist. You think, oh, it's like lovely. Six on the shortlist. Yeah, it's like 12.
Someone who
shortlist and you've all bought tickets.
Anyone who got one vote is nominated. Yeah. It's like, let's
we didn't
all
even,
go.
We didn't even actually know about it. And then they messaged us and were like, you've been nominated for the FCM. We're like, what?
Someone
promoted this?
When I found out I was nominated, I was quite excited. And someone who I won't name just basically said, I said, what is these awards like? And it was just like, it's basically just a scam to rip people off. And I was like, oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Steve-O's right.
It's good. But it is good. It's good fun. When you're there, like, having a drink, you see everyone. And also, as an FPL thing, it's really good. A lot of FPL. Probably, in terms of a community, FPL representative is much... Because everyone already half knows each other.
Mm. Yeah.
Whereas I would say for a lot of the other, like the non-league pocket, I don't think they know each other. They don't talk. Do you know what I mean? Maybe on socials and stuff like that. So I would say in terms of like having a good time, it's a laugh, but it's not worth traveling to
Leeds. Are you going, guys?
No, I think if I hadn't, you know, if it had been last year, but yeah. I've been to Fest now, you know, I've been to your
charity game.
Charity matches, you know, I met up with enough people, so I'm not...
Let's see if it's next year, if it's back
enough.
Down...
I don't want to see any more. There's a limit.
Amir!
I've met everyone once. That's
yeah, that'll do.
I think if it's in London again next year.
Yeah, maybe then. I probably won't be nominated, but.
Then we might. No, you'll be nominated. We'll vote for you. You vote for us. That's it.
Anyone that nominates for us, ask and we'll nominate you. Send them your way.
Right. So there we go.
Cool. All right. Let's do a little bit of this. Thanks for your fest hold, guys. Let's do a bit of just one question. Boy George is—he's on one tonight, bro.
It's hidden for bad language.
I've never seen that on my channel. Gary. I've never seen that on my channel. No, I must just have it set.
Parental guidance.
Yeah, it must just better come straight through. I guess.
Or all your watchers are very polite.
Yes,
can't be the case.
Well, most of them are. Yeah, but
will there be another five-a-side tourney? Possibly. I don't know. I don't know if everyone wants to do one. I guess. Well, we don't talk about it.
I know, we've been a bit slack, just been so busy.
I think we'll definitely do another 11-a-side
100%
charity
we'll do that,
game.
But I think we'll try and do something, maybe after Christmas, weather's a bit better, spring.
You wouldn't have it in the same place after what they tried to.
Nah.
Oh, Barnet.
Nah, Barnet can do one.
Forget
Barnet.
Barnet FC.
In the bin, mate.
Yeah.
Get in the bin. Waste mans. All right, this is just one question. Today I asked just one question for you guys. And the question was, what's something you pretend to like but secretly hate? Now, this is inspired by something that's happening tomorrow. Don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Bonfire Night.
All right.
I just think it's ridiculous. And whenever I'm watching fireworks displays, I always have to pretend to like it.
I get you.
In front of my kids. And, oh, yeah, ooh, it's a big bang, ooh. I've watched these things for the last 25 years, and they're all the same. They're all loud. They're all annoying. They do my head in. People set them off at all times of the night when I'm trying to sleep.
Scare me dogs.
Scared dogs, scare my children,
scare cats.
And my dogs. Yeah, scare my cats.
Why?
So
why is it everything you don't like? Christmas, fireworks.
Yeah, fireworks.
Nothing you don't like.
They're
anything.
Pointless. What? Tell me what the point is of a firework. Go on. I'll wait.
They look good.
They look good.
It's a spectacle.
There's many things that look good.
It's not the main point of fireworks is for little kids to be able to buy them and set them off at the end of the road, you know, to make everyone jump. That's the main. But I mean, I'm sure looting that goes on every day of the week.
Like. Oh yeah, it does. Yeah,
it's artillery fire.
it's ammo.
You just watch it, and it's like 10 minutes out of the year. What's the problem?
Sometimes they're like 15 minutes, and it's like the longest 15 minutes. Listen. It's like ooh, bang, bang, bang. I saw that last year. Ooh.
The one I hate the most is the New Year's. Fireworks thing when everyone
the London Eye.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wicked.
Oh,
I wouldn't
no,
go.
So
it's only
boring.
On the telly because there's nothing else on.
I wouldn't go, but it's cool. Like how you see it, especially now with the drones, they're wicked.
The drones is pretty cool. I'd rather just watch the drone display, to be honest.
Oh, here he is.
It's more environmentally friendly too. It's better for the atmosphere.
Here he is.
Yeah.
So you know you're getting old because I used to be out like partying every New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And now I know it goes some random. You know, I don't know, Robbie Williams singing, cut to the stupid fireworks, and then we're back to, like, I don't know, the guy from the...
Jules Holland?
Yeah.
No, it's not Jules Holland.
Jules Holland's Hootenanny.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's every year. I'm like, great, it's another year, isn't it?
So that's my one.
You're too
fireworks.
Miserable, you two.
Fireworks.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Nick, what's your one?
I don't really know if I've got something.
Really?
I don't really pretend to like it. I just, if I don't like something, I will just say.
There must be something that you do like in front of the kids, just like keep up appearances or something at work.
Not really. The only thing I was like, No, the only thing I was no, because even with like food and stuff, I would just like, I hate this
food. What people?
No, the only thing I'll say is like when I was at school, when I was younger, before I just said exactly what I thought all times. When
everyone has to pretend to like their boss.
Yeah, but I do like my boss. I've been lucky. I've never worked with a boss.
You would say that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, but I genuinely have. But when I was at school, I remember, like, I really loved, like, hip-hop, right? I've always liked it. Mm. But when I was about, like, 14, like, grunge was, like, massive.
Grunge?
So I didn't want to really, yeah. Like, yeah. Grunge, like, indie.
Okay, yeah, I know what you mean.
So I sort of wanted to fit in. So when they had, like, a non-school uniform day, I bought, like, a Pearl Jam like t-shirt,
yeah,
so that when I went to school I just fitted like, yeah, I like that, me too.
You're giving it the smouldering look as well. Yeah,
yeah, guys, Pearl Jam isn't it?
Yeah. So you pretended to like
so
that.
I pretended to like that because everyone else did, but I didn't hate them. I just didn't really, to be fair, now there's a few tunes of theirs I like, but
gone full circle.
Back in the day I was like wearing this t-shirt, it's band that I just didn't even know. It's just that other people said they're good, so
no,
I'm gonna wear that.
Yeah,
so that was about it.
So you really like just whatever, like whatever you say, whatever you don't like, you just say you don't like.
Yes.
Is there not anything you do like?
No, because like even like my in-laws will laugh at me because like I'd be like, oh, on holiday, like if we go such and such, like you can go and see this thing. Like, don't want to see it. I've got no interest. Mm. I'll just Google it. I don't want to see these pyramids. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. What if your friend shows you a picture of their newborn baby, and he's like,
yeah, but why wouldn't I like?
Butters, like
why? Yeah, ugly, but the question was, like, what's something you pretend to like but secretly hate?
Yeah, I'm not gonna hate,
be like, I hate your baby.
Yeah, you really hate it.
I hate your baby.
You can't say to your
baby,
huh?
Who hates
Nick
baby?
Does. He just said.
Nick.
You really hate the baby.
Why
would you say, oh no, listen, I don't like your baby.
That's being polite. I'm gonna say like it looks cute even if it doesn't.
So you're pretending.
But that's not hating something and pretending
no,
to like
it. You
do
it. Hate it though.
That's just being polite.
Yeah.
Nick, what are you like hating babies?
I just hate babies. I don't know what to say. And as they get older, I hate them progressively more.
Yeah.
Until they turn into full grown adults. one of the questions I was actually will do for another time was gonna be, is it fake to be a social chameleon?
Is it fake to be a social
chameleon? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know.
Depends on the setting. If it's a work thing, then no.
Is it fake?
You know, like, if say like when I'm with Ash. Say if I went round Ash's and I was like, yeah, you're right, boys. Like,
well, go on you, man. What's good?
On. Red stripe. Like
red stripe. Anyway, give me two on that zoot, bro.
But then I'm with my government friends. And I'm
like,
hi. Hi Az, hi Yelena.
Oh right, changing the way you are.
Yeah. Code switching.
Yeah, code switching.
Is that fake or is
that?
Yeah.
Well, everyone does. I have to do that at work.
But that's what I'm asking you. Anyway, that's a different question.
Yeah,
another
time.
We'll do that.
But Gaz, what's something you pretend to like but secretly hate?
Yeah, I'm going to let you down on this one, mate. I've got brilliant answers for the members video. But
yeah, nothing on this one.
Well, I was thinking, I'm pretty much the same as Nick. I say how I what I do and don't like. The only thing I was thinking about, right, was when I've been with, you know, girls in the past and they like something. And there's two examples I came up with. One was Geordie Shore. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And the other one was The Voice. But the thing is, after I'd watched about 3 or 4 episodes, I started liking them. Yeah. So I can't even really have
you
that.
In. Like, reeled you in, boy.
A massive Marnie fan. I
think that's quite common, though, especially when you're at the like early stages of a relationship. You kind of want to find...
Yeah,
common interest, common ground. So you'll say, like, maybe, you know, if you don't really knock that much into something, you watch it and give it a go. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll say, you won't say it's bad because you don't want to give off the wrong impression.
She used to love lying in bed and watching Geordie Shore. And after a while, it got to like, let's go out now. I was like, no, let's finish watching
Geordie Shore. Geordie Shore was actually really good TV.
There is certain things. But I will say if I hate something, like, there's certain things. If Kate watches like Towie, I'll sit there being like, this is so crap.
Yeah.
This is so crap. But then, like, Married at First Sight, I'll be like, yeah, I want to watch this.
Yeah.
I'm invested.
Yeah.
So there's certain, like, I wouldn't just lay there and be like, this is cool.
Fantastic. Yeah, I can't
But
wait
early days,
for the next
again,
episode.
You're a bit more like,
yeah.
Open-minded.
Mm.
Open-minded.
Yeah. All right. Well, I asked the community the question. So I'm going to read out some of the answers that you guys gave us. So, what's something you pretend to like but secretly hate? Ray Qureshi.
People hate. Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying people.
Oh no,
hate
that wasn't
Ray
the
Qureshi.
Answer. Oh, Ray Koreshi wasn't the answer.
I thought
Ray
Koreshi's answer was. Is this from Tom? Is this from Tom? What's he saying?
Yeah, pretends to like but secretly hates small talk.
Okay.
Can you hear that? Can you understand that one?
Yeah, parties and that. Especially
with
when
people you don't know.
Yeah, I get that one.
Yeah. Trying to find. But you don't it's the process of trying to find something to talk about.
But you don't
about,
have to pretend you like it. I don't think anyone pretends they like it.
Some people.
I think you do.
Some people like maybe. It. I love meeting new people. I like small. I don't mind small talk as long as it's small talk with like. Someone called, I hate small talk where it's not going in. You know, like when you go to a wedding and someone you haven't seen for 20 years and like, how's work? Like, you don't even know what I do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I've got one.
What do you mean, how's
go on.
Work social events. Because you feel like you have to go.
Yeah.
You feel like you have to be positive. Yeah. But I know I don't want to be there.
Yeah, you hate them.
Yeah.
That's a good one, actually.
Yeah. I don't really hate the people I work with, but I don't want to, I don't want to spend time with them outside of.
I love the people, but I'm just like, I can't be bothered to like get dressed up and go out and
past that stage in your life now. All right, what's something you pretend to like but secretly hate? Colm says, easily Halloween. I'm either making the dinner or eating it. The doorbell goes, I give them some sweets, etc. Close the door, and as soon as I sit down, the bloody doorbell rings again. Now, we've talked about Halloween extensively on the show. I'm not a fan of Halloween. You love Halloween.
No, I don't.
Bro, you literally said last week you love it. You love to answer the door, look at all their outfits, go, oh, your outfit looks
great. I
don't
love it, but I do it for the kids. I'm not like you. Like, we're not watching fireworks. It's too loud for
my ears. I didn't
say
that.
Oh, we're not going. You're not getting dressed up for Halloween. It's too scary for me.
Ashley's like burying his kids. So, you know, it's like automatic Halloween.
But Halloween, you understand that one? You get that?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the part of London I live in, we don't get knocks on the door. You know what I mean?
It's people know better.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, but I am a big fan of horror films and that. So, I do get in for that sort of way.
All right. What's something you pretend to like but secretly hate? FPL Panda says, other people's babies. There, I said it.
What's not to like about other people? Depends what they're doing. Like,
they're crying.
But you can be like if you're in like a nice restaurant. I've obviously taken kids to a restaurant. But you have to do it in a right way. And if they start making noise, then you have to take If they start like making noise, you have to be respectful. But depending on where, if you're in like some crappy
McDonald's
kids restaurant, then obviously not, because we're all in the same boat. But if you've gone somewhere like quite nice, or you're on holiday in a nice way, got to take them out and do a few laps getting back. So you can't just stay there, ruin everyone's evening. So, but. I don't hate. You can't hate the people's. Depends what they're doing. You can find them annoying, but what do you mean?
You don't actually have to like them either. You just tolerate them.
Yes, true.
I think you're getting really hung up on the word hate.
It's such a strong word.
Mate, if you were out having a nice dinner with your missus,
yeah,
and someone's little kid was being a little shit and being really loud and basically ruining your evening, you'd hate that kid, right? You would.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you would. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. We've established you hate kids.
Yeah. There are some kids I hate. Yeah.
What's something you pretend to like but secretly hate? Kieran Discomfort says, fantasy movie and TV. A lot of sci-fi too. Ooh.
Well, you love Marvel, don't
I
you?
I do like sci-fi.
I like sci-fi. Yeah.
I'm on and off. Certain ones, absolutely.
I'm not Star Trek.
I like the Star Trek movies. I don't like the TV shows. Really? I don't like Star Wars.
I had you down as a massive Trekkie.
Yeah, I've you done as a massive prick, but
you've seen the video.
Yeah.
No, Star Trek.
You thought I was a Trekkie, for real?
Yeah.
Are you mad?
Well, the tinfoil hat, all the conspiracy theories. What do you mean? You're so like, you thought it was real.
Those glasses are quite Trekkie, actually, aren't they?
Yeah, what? Yeah. Mr. Spock.
Spocky!
Yeah, got green underneath the hat as well.
That, isn't it?
Huh?
Is that the thing?
That's another film.
Is it?
Two in a pink, two in a stink.
Hey.
I just thought you were mass. Because I know you like Marvel. I just thought you
like Marvel because it's comic
Star Wars.
Heroes.
So I thought, why wouldn't you like Star Trek? Battleship Galactica. I thought you were just Xena Warrior Princess.
Aliens.
I like Xena.
Oh, Aliens, yeah.
Alien, yeah.
Aliens,
don't you? Aliens is, it's a great franchise, yeah.
Yeah.
Great two films. And then
Prometheus is good. I won't hear anything else against
that one.
Oh, is there a bit of an argument?
No, don't be on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh, Twitter beef.
Yeah. No. I just warned Steve-O after Aliens, every other one is rubbish, and your nerd here was like Prometheus.
That's a good film. Standalone film.
All right. What's something you pretend to like but secretly hate, Steve-O? When I have help at work, self-service checkouts. self-service checkouts?
Yeah.
Why do you have to pretend to like them?
Well, I think knowing Steve-O...
Oh, when he worked at Tesco.
I think he's talking about... But when he's talking about people like helping him, because then he'll have to talk to someone.
Oh, right, okay. It's the social interaction.
He'd rather just like put his headphones in and crack on. And then someone's like, I'll give you a hand with that. And then it's like...
Oh, now I've got into a conversation. Fair. What's something you pretend to like but secretly hate? Jimbo Byrne says, my damn wiener kids.
Wiener kids.
Wow.
I'd like to know exactly what that means.
What's something you pretend to like but secretly hate? FestPL says, work colleagues. Obviously, that's what you touched on. Work dues. Mr. Cayman says, the FPL template.
Yeah.
Something he secretly hates.
But I don't pretend to like that. Unlike you lot, yeah. Mm.
You man.
Yeah.
What's something you pretend to like but secretly hate? FPL Fran has chipped in here. He says, baby and pet photos.
It's a lot of baby hate.
Yeah.
What I was like,
pets and kids.
I'm very conscious. I do not start showing photos of
your
kids or my
dog. Or your
dog,
you also call your kid.
Unless people ask. Like, because no, it's only really... Cute or really interesting to you.
Yeah.
No one else cares.
But if someone asks, you'll show it.
Of course.
So some random guy on the street.
Yeah.
Who's 65 years old with grey hair.
Yeah.
Wears glasses.
Can I have a little look at you?
With a big bag of sweets and comes up to you.
Can I have a look at your picture?
For a price.
Yeah. No, I do. I do think you always have to know.
Just out of interest, what is that price?
Got to be two figures.
It's
got to be 50p. It's got to be an Ayrton Senna. But I do think you should always be aware that no one finds your family or pets as interesting as you do.
Be aware.
If someone asks, cool, no problem.
Surgeon Shah says people, something he secretly hates but pretends to like. Shrinjoy says, Gary's screen? Tell him to turn on dark mode for the FPL site. My eyes feel discomfort.
Ooh.
What screen?
Gary's screen.
Do you use that for the screenshots on your streams, maybe? Is that what he means? Do you have it on light mode as opposed to dark mode?
Shrinjoy is one of my channel members. He can let me...
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, let me know. That makes sense.
Slagging you right off.
Andy Cairn says, relatives, and Full of Ham says, big
relatives.
Family events.
All relatives.
I hate all relatives, but I pretend to like them.
Wife, children, parents.
Marcelo, people is crazy. Yeah. Kids made of sausages. Wiener kids. Frost Greg. Very good.
Marcelo's going to be coming on
is he? Oh,
soon,
fantastic.
By the way. I just need to
love it.
Reply with some dates.
Oh, there it is. That's in there.
All right, take that, slag Gary.
Blue Mind, is that actually your profile picture? Because that is some sick moustache you've got there, by the way.
Thanks, everyone, for your entries. We'll probably do another Just One Question.
I've taken from that.
Next week.
Come and join the FPL community. We hate babies.
Yeah, and pets.
And pets.
Yeah.
Everything. Babies.
And people.
People, yeah.
And data.
It's a great community. Everyone's really loving.
Gaz, what's happening with you, mate? What's in the pipeline? You still got the podcast going, podcasts?
Yeah. We go every Wednesday and Saturday, just trying to keep it going. You know, I've only been going since July. You know, packed in the old FPL, have a beer, my old channel name. And
all the interviews.
Why
did you get rid of all the interview stuff?
Just because I was running out of people.
Yeah?
Yeah, couldn't arrange a time with you.
Hard man to pin down.
We did try and arrange it.
When I'm busy burying children. As you know, it doesn't leave a lot of time in the day.
Who was your favourite interview? No, you don't have to. Who was your favourite?
Mark Summons.
Mark Summons, yeah.
Oh, he was great when he came in the studio, weren't he?
Particularly because it was around the time he announced that he was leaving Black Box.
Yeah.
So, you know.
There was a bit of buzz around it.
Yeah. Granville as well, he was good. Mm. Yeah. Basically, a lot of the older.
Old school scout.
Old school scouts.
You get quite a few guests on yours. On your pod, didn't you?
Yeah, I get quite a few.
So you had Lynn on recently and...
Yeah, Lynn's been on a few times.
Roberto's a bit...
Yeah, so Roberto, Nightmare, Trig and D-Unit, they're sort of like...
Regulars.
Regulars in the pub. And then we get other people on. The problem is there is a lot of people I want to get on, but my sister goes to bed at 9 o'clock. She's a teacher because I live with her at the minute.
Yeah.
And so I have to start at 6. So it's very like inflexible. Like people can't start at 6.
Yeah.
It's like... So I've got a list of like.
Is she a teacher at night school?
Teacher.
Bloody hell.
Teacher.
What time does she start?
She gets up at 5 in the morning or something.
5 a.m.? Mm. When's she teaching Hogwarts? Why is it so early?
I mean, bloody sometimes you spend like nights marking as well.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Long yeah. My mum used to be a teacher, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so I get it, but I try and get as many guests on as, you know. I don't want to big myself up, but Steve, I said it's, I've got a kind of Juice vibe, as in getting people on. Mm. And obviously, it's a bit more, well, it's a lot more FPL for
me.
A lot more. Yeah, like, but 120% more.
There's knowledge.
Yeah. FPL. Yeah.
there's actual knowledge.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good laugh. It's a good laugh. I mean, I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah. Well, know. That's the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're not enjoying it, there's no point.
Yeah.
But yeah, make sure you guys go check it out. We'll put the links for all Gary's socials and his channel in the description for you guys to go and check it out. All right, that's it for the main show. You enjoyed yourself, Gaz?
You haven't finished the poll.
What poll?
Dogs.
Dogs. Dogs is the winner.
Yeah. Dogs is the winner.
Dogs is the winner.
Not by that much, actually. I was surprised.
We are going to be doing a little members-only video. We're going to be doing top three current bell ends. That should be interesting. Gary's got a list of 7, so that should be fun.
A current bell end. It sounds like the worst bakery snack of all time, doesn't it?
Thanks so much for watching tonight, guys. Before you go, do give us a like. Do subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. As I mentioned, you've got the members-only videos for those 99p members or above. And then if you want to join the Juice Legends League, it's the 299 membership tier or above. Tune in next week, 6:30, right here. I can't remember who we've been joined by.
It's Alf and Rupert.
Alf and Rupert are joining us. So that should be fun. Guys, thank you so much. Have a good evening. Enjoy the football. Take care. Bye, Felicia.
Thanks.
Kill that stream, Ariella.